Wife Is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name.
Yeah.
She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? Welcome, everybody, to episode 85 of the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti. And I'll tell you what, I'm excited about today's episode. You know, we've been having a little trouble getting together. It's been a little while since our last episode. A little longer than we usually like to go. But we've done it. We've gotten together. Well, at least two of us have gotten together. Because with me today is Travis Bowles. How you doing, Trav?
Awesome. Glad to be here. It's going to be interesting. I mean, Fatty's not here.
No, P.D. McCarthy. And, he might be here.
Yeah, he might show up half in the bag. He's at a party, apparently. I know what's happening right now, by the way, too.
What is happening, Travis?
Our listeners are going, shit, this episode is going to be so boring.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe. But they'll actually get to hear what we have to say this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try this game at home, folks. Not with this episode, obviously, because Pete's not here. But we've talked about this before, and I swear it works. Just go to your iTunes, pick one of our episodes that Pete is on, and just hit the 15-second forward thing and see how many times it's Pete talking. Compared to when you'll hear my voice or Travis's. It's quite amazing. It's an amazing game. I don't know if it's really a game. It's just quite pathetic, but yeah, you'll be amazed.
Yeah.
So, Travis, we got things to talk about, even though Fatty's gone. And first on the list, I think we need to talk about Nerd Out.
Yeah, sweet. We went live from there. I don't know if you follow our Facebook page or not, but Vernetta went live from it. Now, this is a toy show that is, man, I wish I had the dimensions for the place. It's small. It is
what
a
size
very
of Club
small.
Nine Studios?
You know, it's double the size. Probably
double
Cloud
the
Nine.
Size of Cloud Nine
yep,
Studios?
I'd say two, yep. So, it's just not, it's not a big place. Maybe 20 vendors, probably. Most of them set up on, like, 2 6-foot tables. So, these guys, I met them at Motor City. You know, I looked at the table. I made a lot of money at Motor City. So, they're like, yeah, it's $30 a table. I was like, shit, I'll throw you $30 away. Even if I don't show up, it'll be worth it.
Yeah, I got Travis Bowles money.
Yep. And I just thought, man, we could go and do the podcast even. It'd be fun. Well, then I ended up, I'll set up. They gave me two tables. And, well, I did pretty well. Well, this time, same kind of scenario. I ended up picking up a couple more tables. Even better, the person next to me. Thanks, Bill, by the way. He didn't show up, so I got his table as well. And the problem I have with a show like this, $2 to get in the door, they got 250 people in. I don't know what to bring. You know, I have such a large, you know, my booth is pretty damn big.
Yep.
Yep. I would fill a 10 by 20 space at a big show easy. Especially now, just had some really great picks. But so I don't know what to, bring, but I bring this stuff, and it's always interesting what sells and but it was, recent stuff is what sold. Stuff I recently got is what sold a lot of it. The show earlier in the year, I sold a lot of Marvel Legends. This one, I think I sold 2.
Mm.
Just crazy.
Mm.
Had a great time. It was a lot of fun. The venue is amazing. It's on the other side of the state. It's just a small little show. They do a good job advertising it.
Now, you say 250-ish through the door. Is that your guess, or do you actually know?
I asked them. I talked to them.
Okay.
Yep, and they told me 250. Now, that did include kids.
Okay.
Which I think kids were free to get in. Now, I'll say not a ton of kids there. Toy shows are, when you hear Comic-Con, you get a lot of kids. You got a lot of gawkers. You get a lot of people there to check it out, there to see stars. When you hear toy show, like that number, 250, you're like, that's not a lot of people. And I agree, it's not. But when there's only 20 vendors, and most people that go to toy shows go to buy toys. They go to buy stuff.
Yeah.
So I ended up probably doing about $1,200 at sales, which I was pretty happy with. I equate that to $600 profit. Because I try to get my prices. If I buy it for $5, I'll sell it for $10. That's kind of what I do. And sometimes it's different, of course, depending on how big the lot was or whatever. But it was good. It was a great time. I really missed having you there, Steven. I really missed you.
Yeah, I think I bring joy wherever I go, and I'm sure that's what you're talking about, right?
No, I meant for carrying stuff out to the trailer.
Yeah, thanks.
It would have been really nice to have your strength there. No, Vernetta was the selling machine. She did a great job. Love her. And I just kept getting her drinks. There was a bar.
Did you?
Oh, man, I just kept bringing them.
Did she whip them out?
No.
No?
No. I don't think you can get her drunk, to be honest. I mean, really. Like, I don't think it's possible.
I think she's drunk. She just is really good at hiding.
That's probably true, too.
I mean, not to say she was drunk that day.
Right. No, but we've seen her, and I hear what you're saying. She's a pro. Yeah. But cool show, a lot of fun. I really appreciate these guys, and I would recommend, you check this thing out if you're in Michigan. It's the other side of the state. It's the east side. But it's a sweet show.
I'd like to go. I've missed it twice now, and...
I'll tell you, it's interesting. There was a couple vendors, though, that told me they did not do well.
Really?
Yeah. Rudy was one of them.
Okay.
Yep. And Rudy just had one table. I mean, it's not like he had a lot of room, but,
Both. I see Rudy's got a pretty broad selection usually, though.
Not for this show, though.
No?
No. It seemed like he just bought some DC the stuff before, Icons. Oh, my God. Classics or something like that. I don't remember what they're called. Not something I really interested in, and not a G.I. Joe guy, not a
DC guy.
Yep. But I did, it was cool, I met a couple cool G.I. Joe guys. One of the G.I. Joe groups, Renegades. One of the guys, he goes, "Hey, I'm in Michigan. I'm looking for Joes. Where should I go?" And I commented, "Hey, go to the Nerd Out," and another guy goes, "Yeah, I'm going to go to that too." And they both bought for me, both of them.
Did you have some Joe stuff?
I did.
You did?
Not a ton.
Did you think they found any other stuff there?
They did.
Joe stuff?
Oh, I know they did.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
they bought there was one guy had a lot of 25th stuff. Oh. Actually, I bought some.
Rip, you did.
I would have bought more too. He had a bunch of figures, but then the price point he wanted... I kind of went up at the end of the show and said, "Hey, dude, I'm interested in your whole booth." He had Transformers. I would have probably put the value at like $3,000, maybe 25. I offered him $1,000.
Interesting.
It was pretty cheap, I know, but I wasn't really in the position to be buying anything anyway. But I had $1,000 in my pocket.
He didn't take it.
He didn't take it. No.
Yeah.
I think he's going to regret that.
Maybe.
He's like, "Yeah, I could sell these on eBay." I'm like, "Yeah, you can.
You can.
Have fun." But, whatever. So the Nerd Out was a success.
Awesome. We got Grand Rapids Comic Con coming.
So this is going to be an interesting show for us. We love Grand Rapids Comic Con. Mark Hodges puts on a great show. It has grown every year he has done it. I still say the best show I have ever had in my life is the first year of the Grand Rapids Comic Con. Because it was a one-day show in a gymnasium, and it cost me $40 or something to have a table and made $3,000. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's a 45-minute drive for us here. So, kind of like our big home game. That's what this is.
And it's unfortunate because if you're listening to this, you probably are going to have the opportunity to go to Kane County. You know, the Kane County, the Chicago Toy Show is going to be going on at the same time.
And that sucks.
And that does suck because we wish we were there. Mm-hmm. But this is our local, the big football game, man. And you just go and hang out with buddies.
We got to go.
Yep.
And we're going to have fun.
Yeah. Not only do we have to go because I have a booth, but Steven has his own table.
Yep. Trying to push my art on people. Again, we'll see how it goes. I'm a little excited to see how this goes. This will be the biggest show I've ever done. And I'm really curious. I mean, I don't think I'm going to do extremely well, I'm hopeful. I got some different pictures in my repertoire and specializing in little girls. So, little girl art.
That really did not sound good.
I know.
Yeah.
No, but I've done some pictures that are kind of geared like Disney princess stuff.
And, perfect. And things like that. So. I think you got to diversify, man.
You got to.
Because you can walk through there and see you can see 25 different pictures of Batman or the Hulk.
Yep.
You know?
You can. And that's, you know, when I set out to try to do this and that your mind, my mindset was totally wrong. You know, why would I bring my Spider-Man and put it up when there's could very well be and probably will be a published artist that has already done Spider-Man? Why would anybody pay for my Spider-Man when they could get his? So drawing the stuff I love is not necessarily what's going to put $10 in my pocket. It's drawing something that nobody else has. That's what it's going to be. And so lesson to anybody following their dreams, that's all bullshit. You don't follow your dreams. You don't draw what your heart says. You don't put your mind to it and things go good for you. You can't be an idiot like me. And, you know, that's what it is. If I have Belle from Beauty and the Beast, which that's how I learned that. I drew that stupid picture for Pete.
Yep.
And it's a naughty Belle, one I can't sell to little children, but I had it out. I had a copy of it out, and every little girl that walked by my table was like, I want that Belle. And I couldn't show her the bottom half because it was too revealing. So I changed it up and made a clean version of it. And
it's not like it was that dirty.
It's not. It really. But I
mean, it's not like our bush was showing or something.
No, I'm kind of making it out to be more than it was. But it still wasn't something I would really want to sell to a 7-year-old girl. And so I think I was MesquiteCon where I actually had some of that stuff out and people seemed to like it. So there you go. Yeah.
So we will also have a podcast booth.
We will. We'll have a podcast booth. If everything goes all right, we should have a nice banner.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, looks all professional.
What do you think about us having a podcast booth?
I think it's fun.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to be in it, but.
That's kind of a stinker. I'm going to be in Artist Alley. You're going to be.
In my booth.
In your, well.
On the back side of it.
Right. As much as Travis is ever in his booth. He's going to be wandering around while Vernetta is in the booth. She's coming, right? All 3 days?
She won't be there Sunday.
Okay.
So if you're looking for Vernetta at Grand Rapids Comic Con, Friday and Saturday is the day. Right. It's going to be interesting. Looking back, I think Pete is crazy. Pete paid for this booth.
Hmm. Well, we'll find a way to make use of it.
Yeah.
Probably not very much, but no,
I just hope he sells some of his stuff, and yeah. Hey, he's gonna have some stuff in there.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
It's gonna be the main thing,
but we're excited. It's gonna be fun. So come check it out, Grand Rapids Comic Con. We'll be there.
Yeah, we will be there. So no matter where you live, Grand Rapids, Michigan's where it's at this weekend. So get your flight. What else we got to move on to? We got to move on to Thanks UPS Guy.
You know, I got something I want to bring up real quick.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Did you happen to see the message I sent out about a show coming in February to Michigan?
I may have. What's it called?
Astronomicon.
No, I did not see that.
The newest pulp culture convention in Metro Detroit, February 9th through 11th. All ages. So let me read you some of the guests.
All right.
Okay. Ming Chen.
Nice.
Tyler Mayne.
Who's that?
He was a former wrestler. He was in X-Men. He was in the original X-Men. He was Sabretooth.
Okay.
He's been Michael Myers.
Okay.
Angry Video Game Nerd. No idea who that is.
Don't know.
Kane Hodder. Hodder, I don't think that's how you say that.
Hodor?
Oh my god, I'm an idiot. But that's Jason Voorhees, guy that played Jason quite
okay.
a bit.
Okay.
He's been in a bunch of stuff. Booker T.
Booker Teeth. We always call him Booker Teeth.
Horror icon Sid Haig, which if you saw him, you'd kind of know who he is. Bill Moseley, he's been in like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, House of a Thousand Corpses. Mm. Detroit's own Twisted. They look like the Insane Cow Posse. I have no idea who that is. This guy, I've never heard of this guy, though. Pixel Dan?
Pixel Dan's going to be there, huh?
Pixel Dan is going to be there.
Wow. I know he's been doing a little bit more of that con stuff. Been seeing him around in other venues. Not personally seeing him, but seeing him in Facebook posts and whatnot.
Yeah. So, I'm kind of looking at this going, man, it sounds kind of interesting. What happened is they reached out to me. They got my information, apparently.
Oh, yeah. They're going to reach out to big old Trav. What do you think? Should we do this show, Trav?
At the Nerd Out.
Okay.
And said, hey, we saw your booth. We'd like you to be a vendor here. If you know any other vendors, let us know.
Okay.
Let them know.
So, how come you haven't called me yet?
Well, I sent you this message that I'm reading you. I mean, you just, for some reason, didn't read it. But, okay. Here are some of the comments from our friends. I saw this a few months ago. Pixel Dan probably interests me the most. 2 weeks before the Great Lakes Comic Con? Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
That is interesting. And that's like the same area.
Yeah.
Matt, a lot of guys are going for three-day shows, man. I'm completely fine with that.
That's our Matt?
That's our Matt.
Matthew Rodriguez.
So, you know, I'm going to look into this.
Okay, so we know we got ticket prices because that's a lot of guests. That's a hefty. I mean, I don't know who 70 or 80% of them are, but I'm assuming others do, and that's going to cost. I mean, we saw with the most recent show that had the Brooklyn Brawler there, and they had to charge a hefty amount to get in the door.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing we're not in touch with. Because of Travis, we don't usually pay to get into shows. So if you ask me right now, how much does it cost to get into the Detroit Comic Con? I don't know.
Yeah. No, and I totally get that too. We're kind of in this weird spot when it comes to that kind of stuff. It's in Sterling Heights too. That sounds really familiar.
Sterling Heights, yeah. It's very Detroit area.
I'm trying to think what show we've gone to there. Mick Foley.
Oh, Mick's going to be there? Holy.
Friday and Saturday only.
That is probably the biggest, to me,
it's a big deal.
Celebrity. So.
It's a big deal.
I mean, I would say hi to Mick. I wouldn't pay $40 to say hi to Mick. But.
All right, here we go. Tickets. Trying to pull it up. Ooh.
What?
Weekend pass, $60. Friday only 30, Saturday only 35, Sunday only 25.
That's a big. I gotta think that Grand Rapids isn't or not Grand Rapids, Detroit is probably Detroit's around that
right,
same.
Yeah, I think they're right around there.
Really? They moving in on Detroit here, huh?
I think that's what it is. It feels like to me that they're going after Motor City.
Sounds like they're going after it pretty hard.
Yeah.
So, okay, you're interested.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm in.
But.
Boost for $200.
2 weeks before.
Yeah, before a
that's
show.
That's right
that we,
about Indiana Comic-Con then. It might conflict with that.
No, that's an Easter. I thought that's.
It's around Easter, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's on Easter.
Well, Easter's a different date every year, you heathen.
I thought it was in April.
No, Easter bounces around.
In April, though, right?
No, not always. April, March. January.
Okay.
They judge it on, like, the lunar cycle or something weird. I don't actually know. Good Friday is never on. Well... Or Easter is never the same date every year. So last year, because Indiana Comic Con is not always on Easter Sunday Easter weekend.
It's on a certain date, and if it falls...
It fell on it last year.
Yep.
And you could throw a bowling ball down those aisles on Sunday. Travis wasn't there. He was getting his guts ripped out, or healing from getting his guts ripped out. And I was there, and that was very interesting. Saturday just... Full, and Sunday, Easter Sunday, not so much. So, I got to think those promoters, when they do see that Easter Sunday fall on that, are like, ooh.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, a place that big, what do, you know?
Not much you can do.
Yeah, you got to reserve it in advance, and I mean, just the way it goes. I mean, it's hard.
Is that what you're doing, is looking up the date, trying to find Indiana?
No, I moved on to something else.
Okay.
So I wanted to bring up this post.
Okay.
Good friend of ours, Justice Curry.
Oh, boy.
Justice posted a picture of his collection of his boxed items. Have you seen the picture?
Yes, I think. Is this the watermark stuff?
I love it, yeah, yeah.
You love it.
I think watermarks. Throughout the years, I've seen people put little custom stamps on some of their pictures. I always thought it was kind of ridiculous. But now I understand why. I was alerted by my friend today, John Gallimore, that a random person had hijacked one of my pictures that I posted recently where I put all my favorite toy lines and boxes together and put on my new thank you postcards that I send out anytime someone buys something for me. You know, I don't mind people sharing my pictures whatsoever, but when you take my picture and put it as your background, your Facebook profile on your toy selling business, then it comes crosses a weird line. My friend simply sent a non-confrontational message asking the person if they had permission for me to use that picture, and my friend was instantly blocked by the said person. I don't make issues of these first world problems, but just wanted to share this ridiculousness. So what do you think?
I'm going to tell you my opinion, and I fully expect somebody to slap me in the back of the head and go, "You idiot, this is why this is important." But I don't know why that's important. I think it's douchey of a business to show someone else's collection to promote their own business. That'd be like me taking a picture of Pete's store and me selling vape stuff over the internet, and all the vape stuff you see in the picture is Pete's stuff. However, in this case... So, although I think the guy who did that is kind of a dork, kind of an idiot, I don't see really, it's not really hurting just anybody. If somebody used my collection, a picture of my collection, I would go, that guy's a douche, huh? That's about it.
I'm with you on that. So here's my response.
Oh, you made a response.
I did. A lot of people were supporting Justin.
I read that.
So I said, I don't see the big issue here. You should be proud of your toys and lucky that someone wants to use your pick. People use my pick all the time when they are catfishing people. To which Eric Brink replied, and that normally equals a major fail when they do. I said, Eric, I'm sorry it didn't work out for you.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't really get it either. I don't know. I guess I just don't
get it. I mean, I got a guy out there using my art for his business.
Yeah.
He didn't ask.
Yeah.
He just got my Skeletor I drew.
I can't remember how that worked. Someone brought that up to us, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it might have been Justin.
Yeah.
Found it. That they were using that as their Facebook page. I was like, oh. But maybe I should care. I don't know.
Nah.
I don't have time to care.
Yeah.
Too busy being happy.
Yeah, I just say, what's the big deal, you know? I don't know. But
maybe my art can make someone else money. That'd be nice.
That would be nice. Yeah, so, I mean, interesting stuff. I had one other little thing I wanted to bring up that I thought was interesting, but I didn't write down notes, and it's gone.
Well, without Pete here to keep this show going,
oh yeah,
it's pretty hard.
Struggle.
He brings a ton to the table. Yeah. How's Pete? Hey, now that he's here, this is a fun time to talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
You have lunch with Pete lately?
Today.
Yeah. How's he eating with his diabetes?
Oh God, you should have seen this. This plate of, he was talking about how well he's eating.
Okay.
And while he's talking about that, you know how when you go to Little Caesars to the buffet? I don't know if you ever have. Anyway,
Little Caesars has a buffet?
Up here they do, yeah.
Really?
It's awesome.
Nice.
And they have like these little cinnamon, they're like breadsticks, but they're like covered in cinnamon and sugar and frosting.
Right.
He had a fucking mound of them in front of him.
Right, he had a plate of diabetes.
Yeah, and
in front of him.
He's talking about how well he's eating, and one of the guys we're sitting with goes, points at his plate, and Pete's like, I have eaten so well. Even my wife is impressed with me. Okay? And I'm thinking to myself, the woman that let you eat like a fucking child for the last 10 years is impressed with you? What the fuck? So,
I mean, she married Pete. How hard could it be to impress her?
Right, exactly.
I mean, you know.
So he's got this mound of these things, these cinnamon freaking goo balls, okay? And yes. He says, I haven't had that much sugar. This is the most sugar I've had in probably like 3 weeks. And another guy from across the table, Keith, it's Pete's one of Pete's best friends.
Right. Okay?
He like doesn't hear a single word that Pete says. He just points at the plate in front of him and goes, look at that plate. And Pete goes off about how much he hates Keith. Because you don't even listen to anything I say, and I'm like, he couldn't. All he wanted to say was, look at that. That plate of diabetes you got right in front of you. So, apparently he's doing good.
Well, congratulations, Pete, on how you're doing with your fight against diabetes. If that's the most sugar you've had in the last 3 weeks, I'm sure that's a big improvement. So, are you taking a picture of me?
Just a little snap.
Ah.
A little something for later.
A little something for later, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now is the time for Thanks UPS Guy?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, I know what I got. Boom.
What? What is this?
I got an envelope. I'm showing it to Steven. What's it say? Who's that from?
Toy Explosion.
It's from Toy Explosion.
You got an envelope that has been opened.
I opened it. JC Toy Explosion. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
This is you purchased something from eBay?
No. This is Justin sent me a piece of a toy that he stole from me.
Oh, okay. JC.
JC
Toy. He's calling himself Toy Explosion
toy
now?
Toy Explosion.
Really, Justice. Toy Explosion.
So, I get out the little piece I needed, which was a radar dish for a complete Millennium Falcon that I have. I have never had a training ball Millennium Falcon ever in my life. Got a complete one right now. All right.
So excited he's going to sell it.
Oh, yeah. I'm selling that bitch. So, and it is a Brave Star sticker.
That's a Brave Star sticker.
Yep. Which I don't know if you remember, but that was included in the box that we sent him years ago. I had a whole package of Brave Star stickers that I threw in there.
Alrighty.
What
is that?
My guess is this is a shower squeegee. You would hang it in your shower.
Okay. Yeah.
It's for squeegeeing off your, you know. I'm actually going to
get the fetch off the walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to use this.
I would use that.
I'm going to put it in my son's sun shower. Tell him to use it. Yeah. And last but not least, what's this? The Justice Curry thank you card.
That is... And it is his last one.
Yeah. For anyone that has ever bought something from Justin, he includes his card. His wife made these for him. They're awesome.
They're very well done.
They're awesome. And it's a picture of his wall of carded Joes and him driving a convertible that he doesn't own with sunglasses on. And then Titus and Megator.
Okay. Although the picture of Justin riding in a what looks to be a convertible, even though I don't know him to ever have a convertible, it does look like a picture you would use to catfish somebody. Totally.
Yeah.
He's got sunglasses on. It almost looks like he has a tattoo, but it's a shadow on his sleeve. Doesn't that look like it's it almost looks like it could be tattoos?
It does.
But it's not. And, yeah.
So it says on it, "I look forward to doing business with you again, Justin Carey." And he wrote, "My last one." Okay?
Yeah.
So then you turn it over, and there's this interesting, I don't know, I think Stone Cold Steve Austin thing.
That is a Stone Cold Steve Austin thing, but that's actually from God, too. That's actually 316 is
what did God do biblical. At 316? Like PM or AM?
It is a very, very super popular entry in the Bible.
Oh, is that what these words are? For God solved the...
Yes. Yes.
X-Men.
X-Men? It says X-Men?
Nah, it looks like X-Men, but maybe not. Oh, it's Begotten.
Yeah, God give us our only begotten son or something. Right, that's what it means.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's what Stone Cold Steve Austin was making fun of the then religious Jake the Snake. You go around quoting the Bible, talking about 316. Well, Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Oh, nice.
That's it. That's kind of how it goes.
So, on the back, you wrote a little note. How fitting that my very last card is going to you. Love you, bro. JC17. I'm keeping this.
Oh, I would keep that.
Yeah,
okay. I actually have one, too.
I bet yours
is. It's crusty. I've had to use a squeegee on it a couple times.
Maybe that's why he sent the squeegee. Thank you, JC Explosion.
Yeah, Explosion. Ooh. Well, he's getting new cards made, you know.
I know. That's what the picture
That's what the picture of the toys are.
Oh, I love it. I love my little JC.
Justin, if you're listening, you can use pictures of my toys anytime you want to sell your toys.
Hmm. Did you see Matt's post today? Oh, God, you are so... I don't know why we text you anything. It's like...
I talked to Matt today.
Really? Did you happen to see the post that he wrote today about you? So...
About me?
Okay, listen, real quick. I'm gonna...
All right.
Matt posted a picture that you had just posted recently, and it's a picture of your He-Man stuff. Hey, guys, this part of my Motu collection. Let me know if you want to buy any of it.
That's what we're talking about. That's why I need watermarks.
Justin goes, ironic thing is 90% of that used to be in my collection.
Right. So I suppose Justin expects me to put his watermark on it.
Justin said it looks reproduction, so I'll pass. Anyway.
Actually, very little of that came from Justin. Very little.
Fun stuff.
Great stuff.
Yep.
All right. Now.
Hey.
You got more?
Thanks, UPS guy.
That was awesome. That was the weakest thing UPS guy intro I've ever heard.
What'd you get, buddy?
You got a whole box over there, don't you?
You want me to go first?
I thought you were in the middle of it.
So, there was this game that I used to play.
Okay.
Oh, dude. Best game ever. You should play it sometime.
Was it like, isn't it called like Glory Hole Explosion or something like that? Oh, you told me about it.
I have. Had we're some talking about in Glory Holes
explosions. Before. Oh, now that.
So this guy's from Resident Evil.
Okay. Huh? Is it? I don't think so.
No, he's not from Resident Evil.
I was gonna say it looks like something.
What's it look like?
That is Bionic Commando.
Ooh.
And you're breaking him.
This is Bionic Commando, and a guy had him at his booth at the Nerd Out. And I saw, and I thought to myself, holy crap. I know a dude that loved this video game.
I did. You know two.
You did?
Huh?
You did? Oh, I got this for Justin.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you know two. I just said.
No, I got this for you, Steven.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I just thought, man.
This is a... Who made... This
if looks I had to like, guess, it's a NECA, maybe.
That's what I was just going to say, is yeah. NECA.
Yeah. It'd be, I mean, I guess I could do a little digging on that, but...
This is a... This is from, I think, they did a 360 game. Xbox 360. And it is... It's actually a pretty cool fig.
Yeah.
Very cool fig. Jeez, I've been getting so many presents lately. I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you what when I get to my thanks UPS guy. But this is really cool.
Yep, it is a NECA.
Looks very NECA. Very NECA.
Sealed in the package, you just sells for $20. But pretty cool. Thought you'd like it, so
I do.
I picked it up for you.
I love it.
But a few other things at the show, mostly for flipping, but we'll see. I bought a Marvel Legends Madam Mask, and this is from the Arnim Zola Build-A-Figure. I didn't see a lot of these around, and so then when I do see them and I can get them at a decent price, I'll pick up some of them. It's kind of a neat figure. Yeah, I paid probably what I guess I would say I probably paid $15 for it. So I don't know what I'll do with it. I have one.
Yeah.
Already.
So you probably flip it.
I probably will eventually. We'll see.
You might hoard it for a while and then flip it.
Yeah, sit on it for a little bit. We'll see. Then I got G.I. Joe 25th anniversary Vamp.
Why?
To flip. What would you pay for that?
What would I pay for that?
Yeah. I mean, condition-wise and...
It's beautiful. The box is pristine. It looks...
And if you haven't seen the 25th vehicle boxes, they're freaking awesome.
They're really cool. I like that clutch figure. I think it's cool.
Yep.
The Vamp is... I mean, it's just... Awesome. It's just awesome.
It's awesome.
I would pay... If I needed that in my collection, I would pay up to $30 for that.
I agree.
Yeah?
Yep. Also, 25th anniversary Hiss.
Also another cool
one. Cool one.
I love the original style Hiss. It's the best one. I don't care what anyone says. They never made a cooler Hiss than that.
And last but not least, the Target exclusive Awe Striker with crankcase.
You must have got them for a song.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. $40 for all three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Cool.
Would that be $12, $12.50 each, or $13 each? You know, I mean, they're just, and they're in great shape, you know, and Joe fans, you know, I mean, we're Joe fans, you know, they're cool. I know you're not really a 25th guy.
But I love the stuff.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. So I mean, it was one of those things where I saw them, and I was like, yeah, I got to pick those up.
Sweet.
Yep. Last but not least, I got a little something for Peter. We'll see if he shows up here. But I got him a couple beaters. But I know Pete likes to play with his kids, you know, with Pearson with this stuff. So I got him a couple mask vehicles.
Mask vehicles.
Yep. I can't remember the name of them.
I believe that one is called the Hurricane.
Okay, I didn't have either. So.
Which is the, like, 57 Chevy-ish that turns into kind of a tank. It pops up into a six-wheel... thing, and then the other one, something is it is also one that turns into a tank. Yeah. His tank treads. It's an orange car. I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah,
right off the bat.
I don't know how to make it do anything. So.
But it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool, and I know they're just beaters, but it's the kind of thing that Pete really enjoys and likes to play with Pearson with. So I thought he would. Oh, that's kind of cool. See if I don't break it. I don't know how to open the dang thing, but
let Pete break it. Jeez. Aggression.
right, I can't figure it out.
But aggression.
Got those for Peter. All right. What do you think, Pete? Oh, yeah. Not here.
That's what Pete thinks. You all set? You done?
That's it. That's
all right.
I think. I don't know.
I told you earlier, I said that I've just been getting gifts. And I have been getting gifts. I've been blessed this week. Travis goes to the Nerd Out. I don't expect him to get me anything. In fact, well, I did expect him to get me one thing. I expected him to get me a record that a good friend of the show and good personal friend. We bump into him all the time at a lot of shows on the east side of the state. Carl Miller. I think it was a guy he worked with. He found this record. It's a He-Man record. It's a Masters of the Universe record. And it's not the small ones. It's a big, like, LP. A long record. No. Full-size record like you'd buy an album of. And I love these things. And I've never really seen this one anywhere before. Now, I looked it up. It's not incredibly expensive to get on online, but this one is in immaculate shape. And he was texted me, I think a guy from work that he worked with had it, and he's like, hey, you interested? And I'm like, hell yeah, I'm interested. So he dropped that off to Travis, and I listened to it.
You did?
Oh yeah, I listened to it.
So what was it?
It's awesome. It's the best thing ever. I'm not going to spoil it because we're going to talk about this. I'm hoping to talk about this hopefully in depth on Podcasters of the Universe. But
well, thanks.
What?
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah. Yeah. Podcast is Universe. iTunes and Podomatic. You can find us there. Yeah. Me and Jeremy should be doing an episode next week. But it has got... Okay, so I'll just give you a little taste. I put this sucker in, and it's got a song. It starts off with a He-Man song. And it is the coolest thing. By coolest, I mean horriblest thing because that you will ever hear, and I'm hoping to play it. I don't have anything to play it here, but I'm gonna record it and play it on the other podcast. But it is so freaking 80s cheesy.
Oh, nice.
It's ridiculous.
That's awesome.
And then it goes into a lengthy story about He-Man and Skeletor.
Wow.
So
one you've never heard.
No.
Huh.
No. In fact, when I was listening to it, I mean, it's got some crazy stuff in it. It's like a, I don't know, man at arms riding a bird and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Wow.
So nice. It was awesome. Thanks a lot for that, Carl. Carl not only hooked me up there.
And Travis.
And Travis too. He also sent along some GoBots. And they're pretty nice little GoBots.
Yeah.
Three nice little GoBots. I don't know their names.
One's got a big old crank.
One's got a big crank. It's the Crane that looks like he's got a very phallic, well, the Crane comes out of his groin area. It's awesome. And a little buggy and I think that Crane's name is actually Crane Brain or something like that. And then a tank, this big tank thing. And gosh, those things are ridiculous, but boy, they got charm for me. So thanks again to Carl. And then Carl, being such an observant son of a bitch he is, he texts me and he's like, hey, from Nerdo. He texts me from Nerdo and goes, there's a web store over here with a working backpack. He remembers that I mentioned I didn't have one with a working backpack. And he's like, I just left the show, so get a hold of Trav. Which I did. And Trav picked that son of a bitch right up for me.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's like the nicest Webster. I have two Websters. I already had two Websters in my possession. Both of them with now non-working backpacks. Neither one of them are even close to the condition this one's in. He's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Kyle's a sweet dude.
He's awesome.
He is.
I wish he lived closer.
I do too. He would be a fun guy to hang out with.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't even talk to you anymore.
Understandable.
But, yeah.
Good looking guy too.
He's pretty cool.
Played football in college. I think he sings.
He sings?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't hang out with you anymore.
I'd get it. I mean, between him and Jeremy, you got your band.
I ain't bringing much to the music table. So, no, but so yeah, Travis picked that up for me, and then Travis walks in, drops a bomb. He just drops a freight zone into my arms. So he picked up a freight zone that was there, boxed, incomplete, but included an intact glove, monster glove, which everybody knows that's kind of the hardest thing to find. And the box, although, you know, it's not beautiful, but I tell you what, it is in display shape. I mean, you put that amongst a bunch of boxes, the art on it is intact. It's good. I put that sucker, I went home last night and went to work rearranging my shelves to get that thing up on a shelf. And it looks friggin' fantastic.
Yeah, it does.
And so that is really cool. I've held out from getting a freight zone. I don't have one. I didn't have one in my possession. I've held out because I've just been, you know, it seems to me that if you buy just the glove, yeah, you pay more.
Oh, yeah. It's pricey.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you can find one that has the glove, you can get off. And I would rather, it's missing, it's got a broken tree and it's missing the gate. There's a,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like a door,
cause it's not, a cage. There's really a ton to it.
There's not a lot to that.
No.
And I think the relatively easy piece is to find, and it's got the hard piece. So
in great shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually, you know, a lot of times you find that glove, it's
disintegrated.
Yeah.
It's destroyed.
People played with it. And
so, that was awesome. That is so cool. Thank you very much for that, Travis, because that made my day.
No problem, buddy.
I mean, it all made my day. The whole package. It feels like I'm forgetting something. But I don't think I think that's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Pretty good week.
Pretty good week for me not doing anything.
Yeah. And just, now we got Grand Rapids Comic Con right around the corner. I mean, the chances of us not buying something there is
pretty slim.
Yeah.
So I know one thing I'll buy there, parking. That'll be awesome. Parking ticket. So, Trav.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing now?
I have read something.
Ooh, okay.
You know, part of the problem with having Pete be my comic book guy is I have to wait for Pete to get me comics. Now, I'm just as at fault in this. You know, I should be telling him, hey, you got to order me this, Not having this mindset that he knows I need number 3 of this or 4 of that or 28 of The Walking Dead. But I went to Barnes & Noble the other day and made a huge stack and sent Pete a picture and said, I want these. But there was 2 in there I couldn't wait for, and that was Walking Dead number 28, which was a great book, a tearjerker for me, but really enjoyable. I love it. I still love it every time I pick up that comic book, the trade. And then I got Jupiter's
Legacy.
Legacy, yes.
So 2, right?
It's number just 2.
The second.
Yep, number 2.
Trade.
Yep. And
God, it seems like ages ago since we talked about that first one.
And he even brought up in this at the end, he said the end of Act 2, Act 3 in 2019.
Dang.
Yeah. Yep. So,
it's out there.
Yeah, it's out there. I will tell you, dude.
Still good?
Oh, it's good.
Where do you put that with Saga?
Man.
Is in Saga's league. To you. I mean,
I think it's in Saga's league, but I think Saga's better. I do have a couple others that Saga's not my number one.
Okay.
East to West is my number one currently. But I've been waiting a while for one of those, too. It's right up there. It's hard because the first one was so good. This one was not as good as the first one. It's still enjoyable. But just not the same. So, but it's a great book. We've talked about them on here. The friends of ours and the listeners who have gone out and got this book and read it, we have not had one single person say, oh, I didn't like that.
No.
I mean, just amazing, amazing book. So check it out. Definitely worth checking out. And I will bring mine around so you can borrow it at some point, Stephen.
Can't wait.
Yep. You read anything?
Not a thing.
All right. TVs, movies, and trailers.
All right.
We have not watched Gifted.
Nope.
We have not watched Inhumans.
Nope.
So we are a shitty podcast when it comes to bringing you our opinions on those two comic-related TV shows.
We are shitty.
Yep. But we did watch the trailer for New Mutants.
That's right. We buckled down, we dug deep, and gave like 3 minutes of effort, maybe, for the podcast.
Yes.
Watch this trailer.
Yes. So you, these characters mean nothing to you, right?
The New Mutants. Where's Deadpool? He's a New Mutant, right?
No. That's where that is his first book, yes, but he's not a New Mutant.
They don't mean anything to me.
Yeah, I know. So you didn't recognize anyone in this, or, I mean, it didn't, from that standpoint.
No. It looks like a great horror comic.
And isn't that what you felt like?
It is.
Yeah.
Now, somebody planted that in my head, because I had read a reaction, a reaction on Facebook,
yep,
you know, about that. And then I watched it, and I'm like, damn, they're right. It seems like a horror. It seems horrible. I don't know if that's the flavor of New Mutants, the comic.
There were some stories that had a vibe like that, but not the original. No. I'm excited about it. I think it looks kind of fun. I think it'll be different. We shall see. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I enjoyed some of the characters, so I look forward to seeing what they do and where it goes.
I'll watch it.
Maybe. Did you recognize any of the actors?
No.
Arya.
Yes, I did. I did recognize her.
Also, I can't remember his name, but Stranger Things, the creeper boy with the camera who...
You know, I looked at him and I said, that's him. And then I said, no, that's not him.
Yeah, that was him. I'm excited about it. It looks fresh. It looks different. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Arya being in that.
You know, and supposedly she's Wolfsbane, so she's like a werewolf.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that brings us to the last trailer that we're going to discuss. You know what? Did you watch the Justice League one? There was a final Justice League trailer that came out.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't really show anything else, I didn't feel like. But I thought it was enjoyable.
I think from everything we've seen, I'm going to mostly like it.
Yeah.
I'm still not sold on this Flash.
Yeah, that's a big part for me, too.
But.
We'll see.
You know, I'm not going in there with a closed mind either.
Yep.
I'm trying not to go in there with a closed mind. I'll tell you what. This is older, but... I picked up Wonder Woman and I rewatched that for a second time.
Mm-hmm.
That movie's fantastic.
Yeah.
It really, you know, holds up. It holds up so good.
Well, and now let's talk about what broke the internet today, and that being the Black Panther trailer.
Yeah. I was underwhelmed.
Seriously.
I don't dislike it, but. The first comment I read, it's one of our friends that said it. I think it was Yeomans. I think it was Rob. Said, I hate to say it, but it looks better than Thor. So, I don't know if that raised my expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think it looks good. I mean, it's not, don't take from this that I'm not excited to see the movie. Mm-hmm. I am.
Yep.
I love the guy that plays Black Panther.
Yep.
He seems cool as shit.
Mm-hmm.
But... I don't know. It just didn't hit me with, like, complete excitement. It looked a little... I don't know why, but it felt like watching Asgard a little bit. The way that the ships flew around and whatnot. I don't know. It's like... I think it might be this. And I think... Because I've kind of been feeling this way about a lot of superhero movies lately. They're all so good. That it's like, okay, it's going to be another good one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm that's the same way I feel. I have no doubt in my mind that it won't be good.
You know, so it's hard for me to get excited. I was already excited.
Yep.
So to get blown away by one, I think that's going to have to be, in order to get me now, cool effects and cool costumes and cool fighting, that's not going to get me. It's going to be an emotional response.
Story, yeah.
it's going to be something that, holy shit, you know, like mm-hmm. like Civil War, holy yeah. shit, Cap and Iron Man are fighting, and they yeah. look like they're really going to kill each other or something. Mm-hmm. It's going to be that kind of a response for me. And I don't know, although we've seen Black Panther in Civil War, I don't know the character real well still.
Right.
So there's really nothing, and there's a lot of characters in there I don't know yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So while I'm very convinced that I'm going to love it, that's my feelings. Gotcha. How'd you feel?
It blew me away.
Okay.
I thought it looked just... Yeah. You know, I've enjoyed the first trailer, so this one I just was like, damn, man, I just... And it's different, too, because like you said, knowing the character, you know, I have read a lot of books with him in it. Now, not as early, like origin stuff or, you know, Fantastic Four runs or anything like that. I'm much more recent, you know, and I'm super excited about it, and I think it looks amazing, and I can't wait for it. Now, I wouldn't say that... I'm super pumped for Thor.
Yeah.
I mean, that movie... And I love Hulk, so that, you know, and it looks fun. It looks entertaining, and I'm excited about that. But, man, Black Panther just looks, and it comes out in February, so, you know, it's going to be sweet.
Black Panther is February?
Yeah.
It's not that far away, then.
No.
I didn't notice that. I thought it was going to be a summer movie. I'll take it.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially February. There's nothing to do in February.
Exactly. Ugh. So sit around and get fat.
Yeah, fatter.
Yeah.
Awesome. And, geez, do we have any more to talk about, Trav?
That's it. That's it for me.
Pete's not coming, is he?
No. Well, he texted and said, hey, you know, what do you guys got left to talk about? And I said nothing, really.
I wish I was as good as Pete. I could pull a top five out of my ass about something. But not going to happen.
No. I can't think of anything.
All right. Well, damn, we're under an hour.
Wow.
Holy shnikes. That is crazy. All right. Well, everybody, we did the best we could. Hopefully we will get back on a schedule where we can have all three of us here, and this will get you by till then. So thanks for listening. Yeah. We'll probably have a little something from you. Hopefully, we'll have a little something from you from the That's not what I'm looking for. From the Comic-Con this weekend. And until then, write us a review on iTunes. Do something. Help us out. Jeez. I keep saying that. No one ever seems to want to do it. Write us a review on iTunes if you listen. Please. Pretty please. I'll read it on the air. It'd be awesome. And until you do that, we're going to quit podcasting. No, we're not. We are going to wrap the show up, though. So we'll see you in the toy aisle. Yeah.